With regard to the Yahrzeit Shir of the Rav, entitled Kiddush Kimakadesh HaShabbos, we've discussed seven questions that the Rav raised, the first of which was regarding the Nusach of the Tefillas Musaf of Shabbos, Oz Misinai Nitztavu Aleha. And then the Rav went on to raise two questions on the Sugyan Psachim Kuvav, with regard to the concept of Kiddush at night as opposed to Kiddush by day. And we had Iker Kiddush Balayla. And there was a whole to-do about the possibility of reciting Kiddush by day if you did not recite Kiddush at night. And the question of the Rav was, why this whole to-do about this? Why is there such a fundamental difference between Kiddush at night and Kiddush by day? We find in general that with regard to all mitzvahs, although there's a halacha of Zrizim Akdimim, if you can't fulfill the mitzvah Bezrizu said at first, the first proper time, then you do it later. And then the Rev went on to discuss a question on the Gemara in Psachim Kufheim and Beis, that the mitzvah of Kiddush at night takes precedence over any other mitzvah. And why is that? Because Iyule Yoma, there was some sort of concept called Iyule Yoma, in effect that the Kiddush ushers in the Shabbos. And we know that that's not so. The Kiddush doesn't usher in the Shabbos. The Kiddush of Shabbos is Kviya V'kayma. So what is this concept called? Iyula Yoma. The Rav then focused on the Tosefta in Brachos. And the concept of Kiddush by day by reciting Bori Priya Gofet. And especially according to the Rambam, who says the Kiddush by day is a mitzvah of Kiddush with all the dinim that apply by night, apply by day, and yet it's a Bori Priya Gofet. How do we understand that Bori Priya Gofet is a Cheftah Shel Kiddush? The Rav embellished this question in the context of the Gemara Psachim that classifies, that calls Kiddush by day as Kiddusha Rabbah. And the Magid Mishnah, who says that there was a deliberate decision to call it Kiddusha Rabbah and take that literally. Now why, and the Rambam, explaining the Rambam, Zeo Nikra Kiddusha Rabbah, what's so significant about the Kiddush by day that it deserves this categorization of Kiddusha Rabbah? All it is a Bari Priya Gofen. And finally, the Rav was bothered by the Yushalmi and Arvei Psachim that postulates a Nusach HaChasima in the Bracha of Kiddush on Shabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaShabbos. Even the Gemara in Beitza has a similar kind of concept in the case where Yontif overlaps with Shabbos, coincides with Shabbos, and the Nusach HaBracha for the Chasima is Mekadesh Yisrael V'HaShabbos. And the question is, how do we understand that the word Yisrael in the Nusach HaBracha comes before Shabbos? So this we saw last time, and we began to see the Rav's biur. He wants to know, and this is the fundamental question of the Shia, what is the nature and the substance of Kiddush? How do we fulfill Kiddush? There are many mitzvahs which the Torah requires some verbal recitation, and although the nusach, the specific formula, is created by the Rabbanon, nevertheless, the theme of the bracha is d'oraisa. So take, for example, Birkas HaMazon. We have a number of themes that the Torah requires us to thank Hashem for, whether it's mazon, the food we ate, whether it's the aretz, the land of Israel itself, the Migdash that we received as a gift from God. But with the actual Tofes HaBrachos, meaning the formula of the brachos specifically, the Matbea HaBrachos, this is all rabbinic in origin. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, how far the Chiyuv D'oraisa goes. What is the scope and the extent? Does it entail just simply reciting thanks for the food we ate? Anything else beyond that, whether it's the Aretz, the Migdash, that's all Midivrei Sofrim? Or is there a three-part Chiyuv Hodah on a Torah level? We have to we are required to thank Hashem for all three aspects, not just for the food that we eat, but for the Aretz and for the Migdash. All that is Doraisa. And the question is how to interpret the pasuk V'achalta v'savata v'irachtas Hashem alokech al haaretz hatov asher nasan lach. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Vav, with regard to Birchas Hatova Meitiv, the Gemara vacillates as to whether or not that bracha is Doraisa, implying that the first three are certainly Minat Torah. However, we're clear that even when we say that the first three brachas are Minat Torah, it's obvious that it doesn't mean that the Nusach HaBracha is Minat Torah. And when the Gemara says that Hatova Meitiv Lav Doraisa, it means that the theme itself, for which we thank God in Atova Meitiv, that's not Doraisa. Whereas Eretz and Migdash in the second and third brachas of Birkas Mazon have a kiyum Doraisa. But be that as it may, when it says Asher Nosan Lecha at the end of the pasuk V'achalta V'savata Irachta, the Asher Nosan Lecha indicates only as an asmachta, a general, universal kind of thanksgiving to God that's all-inclusive. The Tova Meitiv is not a theme which is required by the Torah. In any event, you see quite clearly these two dimensions. There's a thematic requirement, a motif, that's Doraisa, and then the exact formula is the Rabbanan. We see the same thing in Tefillah with regard to prayer, the Rambam Sheet, the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, that there is a mitzvah, a Torah obligation to pray daily. But the specific Mishnah, or we call it Matbeah, meaning the Nusach, the formula of the prayers, is all Midrabanan. And that was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, as the Rambam says later on, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet Milchus Tefillah. So we know that the substance, the Shevach V'Odoyah, the thanks that we have to give to Hashem, within the context of Tefillah, and the Bakasha, and the request, the petition for what we need, as well as the Hodah, the thanksgiving element, these motifs are Doraisa, and they make up the Kishkes, the essence of Tefillah. And those were requirements that came way before Ezra established the Nusach HaTefillah. But nevertheless, the Nusach HaTefillah itself is the Rabbanan. And now let's take this general structure that we see in Birkas HaMazon, we see in Tefillah, and apply it to Kiddush. And once again, we could say that the Nusach of Kiddush, which is recited by every Jew, is certainly Midrabanan. Midraisa, we're not obligated in nothing more than mentioning what the Rav calls Inyanim Shel Kiddush, something related to the Shabbos and its sanctity. But we still have to come to grips with the question in this general context of the mitzvah Doraisa, the general thematic context. What specifically does the Torah require? What is the substance of Kiddush? Even in an abstract sense, what idea or ideas are absolutely obligatory, must be mentioned on a Torah level? We know what ideas have to make up Tefillah. We know what ideas have to make up the essence of Birchas HaMazon, and those are Doraisa, even though the Matbeah is the Rabbanan. But in the case of Kiddush, we have the Matbeah of Kiddush, which is the Rabbanan, but what is the Doraisa of Kiddush? The Rambam's language in the 29th Perek, at the beginning of the 29th Perek of the Shabbos, is somewhat vague. Mitzvah Saseim and HaTorah L'Kaddish is Yom HaShabbos. The Torah requires us to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. Bidvarim, it's an oral recitation. Shademar Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadisho. Klomar, now the Rambam should be revealing to us, we're waiting with bated breath, what is the Doraisa requirement of Kiddush? What does it entail? Zachreyu Zachiras Shevach V'Kiddush. Well, the Rambam doesn't have too much here. He's got Shevach V'Kiddush. He's got basically these two themes, fundamental themes. Number one, Zechiras Kiddush, and number two, Zechiras Shevach, or you can reverse the order. L'kadesh es hayom bidvarim, So that's called Zechiras Kiddush. Ulashabech Sayom B'dvarim, and to recite and sing the praises of God of the Shabbos, and that is the essence of Kiddush on a Doraisa level. But the question again still haunts us. It still arises. What are these Divrei Shevach that have to be said? What are these Divrei Kiddush? And at this point, the Rav opens up the Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rambam. We've seen the Rav do this in other Yartzeit Shiurim, especially the one on Birchas HaTorah, where he tries to figure out what is the integration of Birchas HaTorah with Limud Torah, with Talmud Torah, and he takes out the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Here too, with regard to Kiddush, the Rambam opens up the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's a very interesting methodology, which we didn't see in the Blatshir as Talmidim. I can't remember in the tekufa, my tekufa, that the Rav would take out the Sefer HaMitzvos. But I see the pattern in the Yartzeit Shirim. The Sefer HaMitzvos is an elaboration of what the Rambam presents and formulates in a very, very abridged and condensed version in the Mishneh Torah, so that sometimes the Sefer HaMitzvos allows us to see a longer, more wordy presentation of the Rambam, and gives us more of a grasp, especially here when we're trying to figure out these, you know, how to define and detail these two concepts, these general concepts of Divrei Shevach v'Kiddush. So the Rambam in Essen Kuf Nun Hey, and the Rav specifically refers to the translation of Moran Hagon Reb Chaim Heller Zatzal. He should see vano lekadish as a Shabbos v'lomer dvarim b'knisos v'tziyoso. And listen carefully. The Rambam says Nazkir bum godel hayom hazeh umaloso. So the first element here in the content, the motif of Kiddush on Shabbos, is that we mention the greatness of the day and its special, unique level. And number two, which is more or less an extension of number one, the Budlo Mishar Hayomim HaKodmin Mimenu V'Aboyim Achrov, to mention what sets aside this day of Shabbos from the days that come before it and after it. You mean in the Me'ab Chol? For who Omer Yisbarach Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kad Shekolom Zochreyu Zechiras Kiddush of Avdola V'Zui Mitzas Kiddush the Lashem Mechilta Zochas Yom Shas Lekadsho Bibracha Ubibir Amru Bipsachim Zochreu Al Yain Vyomer Gamke Kadsheu Bikinisoso Vikadsheu Bietzioso Klomer Avdola Shi Gamke Chelek Mizachiras Shabbos Mesukenes Umitsuva. The words of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos elucidate his words in the Mishneh Torah. Even though instead of Zechiras Shevach v'Kiddush, he has Godel Hayom Hazeh Umaloso, however, we see a certain parallel here in the Rambam. Because we've seen already in Birchas HaMazon that the Matbea of Birchas HaMazon expands on its basic theme. Ubimitzvos Yom HaShvi'i HaGadol V'HaKadosh. So that if we use the Birchas HaMazon, let's use it in a unique way. The Matbea of Birchas HaMazon, as we said, expands the theme of V'Yachalta V'Savata Berachta. It also expands the theme of Shevach of Shabbos. How so? Because within the context of Birkas HaMazon, the Matbea of Birkas HaMazon for Itzei, to add a paragraph about Shabbos, emphasizes the same idea that we've seen with regard to Kiddush, Nazkir Bam Godel Hayom, because we say in Itzei, U'mitzvos Yom HaShvi'i HaGadol V'HaKadosh HaZeh, you've commanded us on the seventh day, which is a great day, a sanctified day, Ki Yom Zeh Gadol V'Kadosh L'Fanecha. This is a very special day, sanctified, with a great fulfillment, which we go on and specify. Lasheves bo v'lanuach bo, to rest on this day and abstain from work. And we find something very similar to Sefer Chinuch. Mitzvah lamed beis zochreu zecher kedusha ugdula mishar she'a mitzvah zu kedei shino nisorer mitoch maaseh zeh lizkar gedulas hayom. So whereas the Rambam is somewhat vague in Perek of Tes Milchus Shabbos, he calls it Divrei Shevach v'Kiddush, we can piece it together that Shevach here means the Kedusha Shabbos. How is Shabbos unique and great? That itself is the motif which the Torah requires us to fulfill by orally describing and praising the Shabbos. What is the Shevach and the Gedula which we're occupied with in Zechiras Kiddush? The answer is that this is a great day, because on this day HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoves. He ceased his malacha, all the malacha of the Shishas Yimei Amasa, the 6 days of creation. And as the Torah says, Vayonach Elokim Yom HaShvi. That's really the essence of what Shabbos is about. That God rests on the seventh day, as we say in Kel Adon, the paragraph before Kriyat Shema of Shachris and Shabbos, Zeshir Shevach Sheyom HaShvi, Shebo Shavas Kel Mikol Malachto, you're asking about the Shir and the Shevach of this day, of the seventh day of the week, what is it? And the answer is, that's the day on which Almighty God rested from the Malacha of the 6 days of Masa. Therefore, our connection to the concept of Shvisa and the Zechira of Shabbos in Kiddush really expresses itself in a dual fashion, what we call Shmirat Shabbat. Number one, Shvisa itself is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. In other words, abstaining from the 39 categories of Malach is not just, doesn't exhaust itself in an abstention from a violation of Chil Shabbos, of desecrating the Shabbos. We're not just avoiding the desecration of Shabbos, which would engender a very severe punishment of Kares, or in front of Edom and Asro and Mises Bezdin, but rather within the context of Shvisa, of Shmiras Shabbos, we have a Kiyum, a positive fulfillment of a mitzvah, just like we fulfill the mitzvah Tefillin or Lulav or Matzah or whatever. So this mitzvah of Shmiras Shabbos entails a very special kiyum, which means we testify to the creation of the world, of the heavens and the earth on the part of Almighty God. And therefore, one who violates the Shabbos publicly becomes a mumar. He's an apostate for all the dinim of the Torah. Why does he gain that special status? Because his desecration of the Shabbos is what we call Haggadas Edu Sheker. He's perjuring himself with a false testimony by testifying that God did not create the world, Chas V'Shalom. And that testimony, that perjury, takes him out of Klal Yisrael.
Our testimony through the observance of Shabbos includes, number one, avoiding violating the 39 categories of Malacha, because Menucha, our rest on the Shabbos itself, is testimony, a true testimony that Almighty God created the world. But there's another dimension to our testimony on creation. And that expresses itself not through avoiding the Malachas, but rather through the mitzvah of tefillah, through prayer, through kiddush, when we recite kiddush on the cup of wine. We make a declaration within the framework of kiddush, and that declaration is one of the critical subjects of this blessing. And we say, Zikaron l'maaseh breishis. This is a testimonial for the process of creation. And the custom, which is accepted by all of Israel, as the Rambam points out in the 29th chapter of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, the 7th Halacha, we begin with Vayechu Hashamayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam. We recite the passage from Breishis, which tells the story of the creation of the world. Furthermore, within the framework of our prayers on Friday night, there too we have Kiddush, as the Gemara tells us in Brachas Lamed Gimel, and we begin with the words, Ata Kiddashta Es Yom HaShvi L'Shmecha. You have sanctified the seventh day for your name. This is testimony on the creation of the world, which was created by God. And this motif of the divine creation, the process of creation, is central to Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah. But not only that, Kiddush does not exhaust itself in singing songs of praise to God. There is also an act of Kiddush, an act of sanctification, a creative process in which we precipitate through our Kiddush the sanctity of the day. In that sense, Kiddush is a mirror image of Kiddush Rosh Chodesh. The Torah tells us, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember the Shabbos and sanctify it. The Torah's intention is not simply to command us to organize and arrange our praise of Shabbos and to add the description of Shabbos as a day that's sanctified, but moreover, we are actually involved in a Maisa Kiddush, in an act of sanctification, to sanctify the seventh day through Kiddush. To explain this, with regard to Shabbos, the Torah tells us at the beginning of the story of creation, Vayechulu ha-shamayim va-aretz v'chol tzvam. God completed the process of creation. Vayishbos b'yom ha-shvi, and he rested on the seventh day, mikol melacha asher asah. Completing his melacha, he blessed the seventh day, vayikadesh oso, and he sanctified it. So the seventh day of the week was sanctified by Almighty God Himself. From that perspective, the sanctity of Shabbos is a heavenly sanctity which is generated by the act of God and does not depend at all upon the act of man. Therefore, when we close any of the blessings of Shabbos and describe its sanctity, thanking Almighty God and acknowledging Him for sanctifying this day of Shabbos, we omit the word Yisrael, Mekadesh HaShabbos, in contradistinction to all the brachos, the blessings of Kiddush HaYom, of the festivals of Rosh Chodeshim, of the new month, where the chasima, the closing of the bracha, is always Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. We mention Klal Yisrael, the people of Israel, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim. And yet, in the Torah's Kohanim, the Sifra, on the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, in Vayikra Chav Gimel, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Leimar, Daber El Bnei Yisrael Mar Talem, Moadei Hashem Asher Tikro Som Mikroi Kodesh Eluhei Moadoi. The Torah, in the 23rd chapter of Vayikra, opens the chapter with an introduction, and God commands Israel regarding the Moadim, the festivals, which are called Mikrai Kodesh, days of sanctity. And then the Torah completes by saying, Elehe Moadai, the following is your list of Moadim, of festivals. And the first thing we see on the list, immediately in the same verse, Sheshes Yomim Ta'asem Olach, of Yom HaShvi Shabbos HaBoson, Mikra Kodesh. The Torah immediately begins, oddly enough, with Shabbos. This is very odd. The opening of this perek addresses the Moadim, and yet the first on this list enumerated is the Shabbos. We derive the conclusion from this that Shabbos, in addition
to being the Shabbos that commemorates creation, that was sanctified by Almighty God, as we saw, Vayavarech Elokim es Yom HaShiva Vayikadesho, so that God sanctified the seventh day. In addition, Shabbos is counted, is enumerated within the framework of Moadim, of Moadei Hashem, of the festivals of God. The Parsha of Moados postulates an equation, identification of Shabbos with Yontif. Moadim, on the flip side of this equation, are included on the Shabbos. As the Rambam says in the 29th chapter of Hilchas Shabbos, Halacha Yudches, the 18th Halacha, Kishem Shemakadshim Belele Shabbos, etc., Kach Makadsh Belele Yontif. The mitzvah of Kiddush applies not just to Shabbos, but also to Yontif. And Motzoi Yom HaKippurim with regard to Avdolah. And the Rambam concludes, Shekulam Shabbosos Hashem Hein, that all of the Moadim are considered Shabbos. How does the Rambam know that the Moadim are called Shabbos? The words of the Rambam require explanation. From the Parsha itself, perhaps the Rambam derived that Moadim are called Shabbos. The Torah, in describing the Moadim, each one after the other over there, in Vayikra of Gimel, uses the term Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh sounds like Shabbos. In fact, in the Pasuk Mimachar Shabbos over there, referring to the mitzvah of Sfiras Over, the first day of Chag HaPesach is called Shabbos. Yom HaKippurim is called Shabbos Shabboson. All these words, which are words that are more immediately associated with Shabbos, are used by the Torah to describe the Moadim. Thus the Rambam concludes that the Moadim are included on the Shabbos HaShem. So on the one hand, the source, the root of Kedushas Moadim is the Kedusha of Shabbos. But on the flip side, and this is perhaps even more important, the Torah subsumes Shabbos under Moadei Hashem. Moadei Hashem eshet tikros on Moadam elu hei Moadai Shabbos. It means that Shabbos has within it, perhaps hidden within it, the sanctity of the Moadim, and therefore it's classified by the Torah under the heading of Moadim. Shabbos, therefore, has a double Kedusha. On the one hand, the Shabbos is sanctified from Bereishis, from the 6 days of creation. A Kedusha in the seventh day that was engendered by Almighty God Himself, Vayavarach Elokim es Yom HaShviv Vayikadesh Oso, and He, with a capital H, sanctified the seventh day. This occurred historically, chronologically, before the giving of the Torah. And therefore, the prohibition against Malacha and the mitzvos of Kibud Vioneg, according to Rashi, right there on the spot, are engendered by this sanctity. In addition, besides the halakhic sanctity, there's a certain quality in the essence of Shabbos, a sanctification that's metaphysical, that's unique, and the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban developed this within the context of Vayikadesh Oso in the story of creation. But number two, the second aspect of Kedusha Shabbos is a Kedushas Yontif of Moadim. And this wasn't given at the time preceding Matan Torah, but rather it was given later on. And where do we find in the Torah the Kedushas Yontif of Shabbos? Basically, it's combined with all the Yomim Tovim, all the Kedushos that we have of the holidays. Following Yetzias Mitzrayim,
in the Dibros, but not in the first set of Aseres HaDibros, in the first Luchos. But rather, if we open up to the second set of Luchos, as recorded in Parshas Vayeschanan in Dvarim Hei, there we encounter Kedusha Shabbos, which emanates from a source that's unified, that's one and the same with the source and the root of all Ma'adim. And here the Torah says, Sheshes Yom, you should work for 6 days, do all your labor, all your malacha, and on the seventh day it's Shabbos, you're enjoined from doing malacha, but v'zacharta ki yevid ha'isa beretz Mitzrayim. Here the main theme and the motif of Shabbos is not the creation of the world, but rather Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Torah deals with the sanctity of Shabbos that emanates from the process of creation only in the first set of Dibros, in Parshas Yisro, where the Torah says, Ki sheshes yovim asa Hashem asa shmayim asa oretz. The Torah describes the creation of the world and attributes the sanctity of the Shabbos to that source, that root, namely the menucha of HaKadosh Baruch on the seventh day from the process of creation. Al kein berach Hashem es yom haShabbos vayikadshei, when he sanctified it. But in contrast, in the second set of Luchos, the Torah deals with the sanctity of Shabbos, which is connected to the sanctity of the Moedim, which were given at Har Sinai. And this aspect of Shabbos is Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like all the Moedim are Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. This second dimension of the sanctity of Shabbos lends itself to Kvius v'Kiddush. The Rav uses both those words. Let's explain. Kvius, like that of Rosh Chodesh in the Moedim, means that Klal Yisrael, represented by Beis Din, have to arrange which calendar date will be sanctified as Rosh Chodesh, and therefore which date as the Moed. With regard to Shabbos, we don't find that process of Kvius, but what we do have is Kiddush. And just as Klal Yisrael sanctify the Moedim, so too they sanctify the Shabbos. In Tefillah we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, we don't mention Yisrael. And the reason for that is because the sanctity of the Shabbos predates that of Yisrael's Kiddush. From time immemorial, within the context of creation, God had sanctified the Shabbos. If we would have said Yisrael Vashabbos, we would have gotten the misimpression that just like in Moedim, the sanctity of the Shabbos is dependent upon Yisrael. That's not true. But there is one sanctity of Shabbos, one dimension of Kedusha Shabbos that is engendered by an act of Kiddush, similar to that of the Moedim. Despite the fact that the fundamental sanctity of Shabbos is automatic, it's spontaneous. Once the day arrives, it's sanctified by Almighty God. But the second dimension, this is the act of Kiddush that adds a sanctity to Shabbos. The background of the mitzvah of Kiddush Shel Torah on Friday night is this second dimension of the Kedushas Moedim of Shabbos. The content of this mitzvah is not reciting words of praise. The mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night doesn't exhaust itself with describing the greatness of the Shabbos and how singular it is, but rather with the obligation to sanctify the day, to embellish it with the sanctity of Shabbos that's rooted in the parsha of Moedim and Vayikrach of Gimel. It is that sanctity which is engendered by the act of Kiddush, just like that of the Moedim and the Rosh Chodeshim. And the Ramban is almost explicit on this point
in his commentary on the Torah on the Pasuk Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho in Parshas Yisro. And he writes, Aval Rabbeinu Od Bo Medrash. Our rabbis add another dimension to this mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Mimilas L'Kadsho. The Ramban had addressed in the first part of his essay a description of the mitzvah of Zohar, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Zohar the whole week long. And now he goes on to address the last part of this pasuk, L'Kadsho. Shenekadisho, so says the Ramban, Bezichron, Ke'inyon, the mitzvah of L'Kadsho on Friday night is a parallel image, a mirror image of the mitzvah of Kiddushas Shnas HaChamishim, Shnas HaYovel, to sanctify the 50th year, the Jubilee year, in this at the end of seven cycles of seven Shemitos, which required a Kiddush Bezdin to declare on the Yovel year Makudosh Makudosh, it's sanctified. So too says the Ramban, here in the mitzvah of Zohar, then through the Zechira of Shabbos, and the two key words in the Ramban are Bekadshenu also, we sanctify it, meaning the Shabbos. So the Rav points out, it's explicit in the Ramban, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is more than just simply telling, describing the greatness of Shabbos, singing its praises, and describing it as a day of sanctification, but it also is an act of sanctification. So it's not this just descriptive, it's also constructive. We construct, we create, we engender and generate the Kedusha Shabbos. Just like Beis Din sanctifies the 50th year, we too, says the Ramban, add a sanctity to Shabbos on the seventh day. It's not perfectly similar to that of Kiddush HaYovel, because there the Kiddush is achieved and implemented through the High Court of Israel, which sets up the months and the years, so that there is no Yovel without Kiddush Beis Din. Here, in the case of the sanctification of Shabbos, God Himself sanctifies the day, but nevertheless, we enhance and add another dimension to the sanctity of the day, a sanctity of Moed, which also applies to Shabbos and is engendered, is precipitated by our declaration that God blessed this day and sanctified it. When we acknowledge that, we sanctify the Shabbos and add the Kedushas Moed to Kedushas Shabbos. This itself is a chalus kvius through the verbal, the oral declaration of Shabbos, that Shabbos was chosen and sanctified. And it is rooted in the Shem Moed, the Shem Mikra Kodesh, which was applied by the Torah, not just to the Moedim, but equally to the Shabbosos. And therefore, we can answer the question that we began with, and that is, why does the Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis, this was, by the way, the fourth question that the Rav had raised in the Shia, why does the Gemara say that Kiddush is Machnis Kiddush HaSayom? Why does the Gemara say Iyule Yoma, that the reason why Kiddush knocks off or trumps another mitzvah is because of that special status of the mitzvah of Kiddush as Iyule Yoma? What does it mean? It ushers in the Shabbos. And the answer is Poshet now, that this sanctity that's ushered in by our act of Kiddush, our mitzvah of Kiddush, which generates a Kedushas Hayom of Yontif, and that itself is a result
of our mitzvah of Kiddush, of our recitation of Kiddush, we usher in, we bring in the day of Shabbos. We complete the Kedusha. The Kedusha Shabbos now becomes one, unified with that of Moadim. Yom HaShvi now becomes Mikra Kodesh. The people of Israel now participate with Almighty God in engendering a full-blown, complete sanctity of Shabbos. Not just as the day of Bereishis, but also as the day of Yontif, of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that Kiddush Hayom on Shabbos gets priority rights and trumps another mitzvah. Because in truth, the Kiddushas Hayom, the sanctity of the day, is complete through our act of Kiddush, of recitation of Kiddush. It's an act of engendering the sanctity of Shabbos of Mikrai Kodesh. And therefore the Gemara calls it a Yule Yoma, because it really, in actuality, ushers in the Shabbos. And now we can answer our second and third questions as to why the mitzvah of Kiddush was organized at night. I shouldn't say organized, because that implies that it was only Darabonan. I'm talking about the mitzvah Shel Torah. The Gemara seems to assume, and the Rambam expands on it, is at night. Why shouldn't we say that the day of Shabbos is an entity of 24 hours? And the mitzvah is not designated specifically for the night? And in truth, if Kiddush was nothing more, if the mitzvah of Kiddush exhausted itself in the act of organizing words of praise for the Shabbos, then the mitzvah of Kiddush would relate to the entire Shabbos, from beginning to end. However, insofar as Kiddush, additionally, is an act of kvius, of setting up the Kiddush of Shabbos, of calling the day Mikrai Kodesh, and engendering that second dimension of Kiddush that we spoke about, therefore, the primary mitzvah of Kiddush is at night, at the beginning of Shabbos. The night must be sanctified by the Kiddush of Mikrai Kodesh, the Kiddush of Moadim. If someone sanctifies, if someone recites the Kiddush by day, he's missing a major part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's not complete, because half of the day of Shabbos has been left out, has been omitted from this sanctification. We've only set up half the day, or part of the day, as sanctified. The Torah declares Zachar L'Kadsho, and therefore we must sanctify the day immediately when it enters, at night. We don't need the act of Kiddush to set up the Shabbos. Shabbos immediately and spontaneously enters when the stars come out. That will not change whether we sanctify and recite Kiddush at night or we don't, whether we fulfill our obligation at night. But if the Kiddush takes place at night, even close to the daybreak of the morning, we fulfill the mitzvah of being Mekadesh through our Zechira, Bishlemus, in a complete way, to sanctify the Shabbos. Now, by reciting Kiddush at night, our kvius, our sanctification, relates to the entire Shabbos, which is made up of both night and day. May Erev Ad Boker, the entirety of the Shabbos in this case, is sanctified with the sanctity of not just Shabbos, but also Moadim. However, if we miss that opportunity of reciting Kiddush at night, then the act of Kiddush, the act of Kvius, is imperfect. It's impaired. And therefore the Sugya in Masechet Pesachim assumes the postulate that Iker Kiddush Balayla, the thrust and the main primary mode of the mitzvah, is at night. We need a special halacha that allows us to recite Kiddush by day, Zokras Yom HaShabbos. If not for that special halacha, we might have assumed that this incomplete, impaired, and partial Kiddush is not a mitzvah at all.
And now we can come full swing back to our original first question that we asked about the formula of Tefillas Musaf that we recite on Shabbos by day. And instead of mentioning the gift of Shabbos that was given to us at Mara, Ozmi Sina Netzavala, we mention the Shabbos that was given as a gift at Har Sinai. Why not mention Mara? And truly, with regard to being enjoined from Malacha, the Isur Malacha is rooted in the sanctity of Shabbos Bereishis, as the Torah says, Kisheshis Yom Asa Hashem Shemayim V'Saaretz, and therefore we have to abstain from Malacha. That came through Mara, at the time of Mara, before Har Sinai. But here we're dealing with the sanctity of Shabbos as it relates to the obligation to offer the Korban Musaf sacrifice. The Korban Musaf is not limited to Shabbos. It is the common denominator that links Shabbos with other Mikrei Kodesh, and it evolves from that aspect of Shabbos that is enumerated and incorporated into the structure and the framework of Moedim of Mikrei Kodesh in Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas, which is the Parsha of Korbanos, is, like Emor, a reflection of the Kedushas Moed of Shabbos. It's not connected, therefore, to the creative process of Shabbos Bereishis. It is on this sanctity that we say, Misin Oz Misinai Nitztavu Aleha. We did not receive this dimension of Shabbos and its sanctity at Mara, but rather at Sinai, together with the command regarding all the Moedim. And therefore in Musaf, Oz mi Sinai Nitztavu Aleha, we completely ignore that command that was given to Klal Yisrael at Mara. And we now understand the Sugyan Beitza that mentions that Ravina understood, in the opinion of Rebbe, that in a case where Yontif coincides with Shabbos, in the Chasim and the closing Bracha, we should put the word Yisrael before the word Shabbos. And the Chasima should be formulated Mekadesh Yisrael Vashabbos Vahazmanin. And that's really surprising. How could it be that the word Yisrael comes before the Shabbos? It's really a hefsek, it interrupts between Mekadesh and Shabbos. And the answer is, because even Shabbos itself, like the Zmanim, is sanctified by Yisrael. And therefore we mention Yisrael first, because the word Yisrael relates to both Shabbos and Zmanim. This also explains the Yerushalmi in Arvei Pesachim that coins, that formulates the Nusach HaBracha for every single Shabbos. Whenever the Shliach Tzibur recites the Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, he concludes, according to the Yerushalmi, with the words Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaShabbos. Why Yisrael? But the answer is that once the Torah bestowed upon Israel, the people of Israel, the power, the authority to sanctify the Shabbos as a Moed and add the dimension of Mikrei Kodesh, then the Matbea Bracha, the formula of the Bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael, is applicable not just to Moed, but also to Shabbos. And that's the explanation of the Yerushalmi. We'll stop here and we'll continue in Ritz Shem next time. And hopefully we'll be able to complete this year next time we meet. Thank you very much.